Hello, it's Stacey Holt from Real Estate Excellence. Thank you for joining me for today's podcast. Today's podcast, I'm going to focus on a question and answer, a Q&A, for your agency to help you with your risk management procedures or some of them in relation particularly to maintenance. I'm actually got the idea for the podcast because at the moment I'm writing and finalising a private training session for a another wonderful client. So I thought I'd share with you some of the Q&As I've planned for discussion and focusing on the law, the risk management and the procedure. So in this podcast, I'm just going to give you the questions for you to consider for your office because for risk management and best practice, it's strongly recommended that you should know the answers, have the procedures and have them in place. And of course, if you don't, that's part of obviously, development and risk management procedures to create them. So, the first question, what is your agency routine maintenance procedure? What is your agency KPI, your performance procedure for routine maintenance to be finalised? Within what time frame? What is your agency emergency urgent maintenance procedure? Is it documented? Should be in writing as well for risk management and also evidence in the event of litigation. And some professional indemnity insurances require those policies to be in writing and also, of course, evidence that they're followed. Is an air conditioner for cooling or heating an emergency or urgent repair by law? Do you have a meeting with your main contractors at least once per year to discuss agency expectation, procedures, invoicing? How does your agency educate your clients who need education, inverted commas, about maintenance? What is the one section of your tenancy law in Queensland, the RTRA Act, that states that lessors must maintain their property and inclusions and keep it in good repair? Remember, the tenancy law in your area is your client lessor, the landlord's law. So sometimes we need to bring out that section to teach them their law. What clause of your tenancy contract in Queensland, the Form 18A, your tenancy agreement, defines the meaning of emergency or routine repairs for quick operational referencing and also to help educate tenants or landlords, part of time management as well? A particular Queensland question. What clause of the Form 18 tenancy contract states tenants must provide maintenance in writing? How often does your agency carry out general routine inspections and is there an audit to make sure they're done? How do you carry out an inspection? How do you teach someone or how do you have expectation of what your agency expects from your wonderful team about how do you carry out an inspection? What reporting system do you use for inspections? What is a significant breach? And that's a particular reference for the Queensland Tenancy Law, the RTRA Act. There are four things in Queensland that are a significant breach. What are they? What is your agency procedure if a tenant advises they've been injured, such as they've fallen down the stairs? Have you got an incident report? How does your agency ensure the lessor has public liability insurance, as per particularly in Queensland, the contractual terms of the management agreement contract? How does your agency ensure that contractors appointed on work orders to carry out works on behalf of your lessor have adequate insurance and qualification should that be needed rather? So there's some key questions that I hope are of assistance because with all due respect, obviously, general risk management procedure, every agency should be able to answer those ones. Of course, there's others. I just wanted to share with you what I felt in my privileged position as a risk advisor of what agencies should have in place in writing, procedures, knowledge of, and continual learning and development. If you're a Property Management Excellence PME System member office, I have all the answers to those questions in the PME manual. Remember, the PME manual is 2000 plus page, 39 chapter, broken up into 39 chapters. And chapter 9 is entry and inspections, chapter 13 is maintenance, and chapter 32 is agency policies in general, which includes if a tenant's injured, professional indemnity, and more. If I can assist you with any private training and/or membership inquiry, which we cover Queensland, of course, I'd love to hear from you. Realestateexcellence.com.au, You'll see our email address there. And of course, if you're a valued member of Real Estate Excellence, of course, thank you. And we're an email away for any support. If I can assist you with private training, remember, anywhere in Australia or anywhere for that matter, and particularly in Queensland. realestateexcellence.com.au. This is Stacey Holt from Real Estate Excellence. Thank you for joining me for today's podcast. Bye for now.